Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you're still hanging around with us and you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence, and you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Sam Norwood is back with us. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, an organization that I've come to know and admire a great deal, as I told you earlier in the hour, and as I tell you every month. Every time Sam's on, once a month, Sam polls his partners around the country, 700 partners around the country, people who are helping to run businesses like yours and mine, and he polls them to say, hey, what's going on out there in the economy? How are things going? And they give him the information, and he compiles that information into a handy-dandy report, brings it back to us, and we get to talk about it. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back with you, Jim, especially when we have good news, but I'm happy to be back, whether it's good or bad.
Well, you're always welcome, Sam, but sometimes you're a little more welcome, and this is one of those times. I was telling the audience earlier in the hour that I'm very thankful for the green that I'm seeing on your report this week.
Well, the green is good.
And the direction of the arrows.
It means positive developments, and we see more positive developments than we see negative developments. And so we think, in the bottom line, that the recovery has begun. Now, if you ask the people running an airline if the economy is doing well, they won't say so. And if you ask people in the housing industry who are now in a depression, how's the economy? They'll say it's just terrible, and maybe getting worse. But in virtually any other industry, outside of those that are directly affected by housing crisis and the high cost of fuel, you would find that things are turning up, people are spending money, and the economy is percolating along. And we think that the bottom was reached sometime around February or March, and it is doing a slow but steady recovery in our survey results.
Well, this is excellent news, and I'm now, you're the first person I've heard to say that you thought that the bottom was reached in February. But you know, you and I were talking about this off the air. First of the year, when I did my predictions for 08. The main thing I predicted was that there would not be a recession that began in 08. I thought that if we actually were going to have one. This was in December when I said this, that it actually began in the fourth quarter of 07, but we would not have one that would start in 08, and that by the second half of 08, the economy would be turning upward and toward a recovery. And your report today is evidence of that, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we go back. One of the things that is that helps the reliability of our survey is that we go back to the same people month after month after month. Unlike other surveys that may cast a large net on a large population,
right.
Our population is only several hundred, but they're all across the country, and they're essentially the same folks month after
mm-hmm.
month. So, our measurement as of the first of each month is a consistent population of individuals who are talking about what's going on, and so the trends are pretty sensitive and reliable as in terms of the fundamental trends. And ours bottomed out right at the 1st of March, and that's when the upturn began. And of course, as of the 1st of April, we went, this is pretty nice. It looks a little better here. 1st of May, we went, gosh, that's 2 months in a row. Now we have 3 months as of the 1st of June, confirming that there's a definite trend on there. And if you listen to the Federal Reserve who get a variety of inputs, they're saying, well, the interest rate declines are pretty much over, and they're seeing the strength as well. But the hours come out first as a public service through you and your website and our website as to what the current situation is.
Well, and the, you know, for a long time, the Fed was worried more than mostly about the economy. And so they erred on the side of the economy and let inflation run. Now they're jawboning the dollar a little bit, trying to get the dollar up. It's telegraphing, as you said, that they're not going to be lowering interest rates anymore. And so now it seems that they're okay with the economy. They feel like the economy can sort of run a little bit on its own, and now they can tackle inflation. So, folks, that's, you need to be planning your business accordingly. These are some major indicators. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam about order backlogs and inventory, key indicators in a recovery. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best songs on that album, Innocent Age album, The Nexus. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking about what Sam's report is saying this month about how the economy is going, how he and his partners see things out there. And one of the first arrows that you have pointing upward in very beautifully green, the most beautiful shade of greenback dollar green that I've seen lately, Sam, is order backlogs. You know, one of the things that Occam's razor approach to things, Sam. Where, you know, William Occam was the I think like the 11th century friar over in England, and he came up with the philosophy that the simplest explanations are usually the best explanations, and so they call it, now they call that Occam's razor, and mm-hmm. So to me, Occam's razor in this case is inventory. You know, my first recession that I actually was aware of and that impacted me professionally was 1969. I lost a job in college because of the recession of 1969. I wrote a paper about that in college too, by the way. But I've seen all of those since then, since 69. We've been in several of them. And one of the things that was consistent about the deep recessions was that we had a buildup of inventory that had to be, you know, gotten rid of. But every recession... Every recession since then,
of course, is a much better situation in regard to inventory control, because back in those days, we just didn't have the information necessary and the disciplines necessary.
And we weren't practicing just-in-time inventory like we are now.
Exactly.
Just-in-time. So my point is, I think just-in-time inventory is the simplest solution, the simplest explanation for why our recessions have not been as broad and as deep as they have been since the 82 recession, which is, you know, 26 years ago. Everyone since then has been shallow and narrow, and I think the single Occam razor explanation is just-in-time inventory. What do you think?
I believe that totally, and it has to do with both information and the discipline to exercise caution or acceleration based on the information that we now have.
Exactly,
and
right.
A lot of the retailers, for example, not only specify the day that they want to receive the goods for their stores, they'll specify the hour. Also, that's true for manufacturers receiving raw materials, including the automobile companies assembling cars. And so there's not the same buildup that we used to have in inventories. And, of course, we also have better information about the likelihood of upcoming shipments through our order backlogs. And that's where we get to the green arrows in our survey. We ask our survey participants, are your backlogs, order backlogs, higher, lower, or about the same as they were 30 days ago? And they are specifically considerably higher as of June 1st than at May 1st. And we ask them, do you expect your order backlogs to be higher, lower, or about the same looking out 60 days into the future? And again, considerably higher is the theme that we get. And there's nothing more tangible in terms of predicting near-term sales and shipments than the order backlogs, and they're definitely up.
Well, and the thing that small business owners should get from this, folks, is if you would like, you've heard me talk about not participating, refusing to participate in a recession. How do small business owners, how are small business owners survive in a tough year? And how is it that small business owners, why can I say small business owners are leading this economy out of whatever it is that we've been in the last few months? Well, it's because more and more of you are practicing just-in-time inventory. You're not practicing just-in-case inventory, which is where you build a bigger warehouse and buy more stuff. You don't let anything sleep under your roof unless it's paid for or about to go out the next day as much as possible. And the more you can do that, the more you can refuse to participate in a recession.
Exactly. Well, they have the accountants talk about three ways of measuring inventory. There's LIFO, FIFO, and FISH. Well,
right.
You say, well, what is FISH? Well, in the old days, FISH was first in, still here.
I have a friend who I walked in the shop one time and I said, man, I love your shop. You got some beautiful stuff here. He said, yeah, but it's not a museum. It's got to get out of here. He said, this is a business, not a museum. I'm selling it.
Well,
so folks, make sure
when we look at the economy, people are sensitive about what's going on with employment. We need to talk about the employment situation.
Right. Right.
Actually, you'll notice this week that the employment report was better than expected.
Right.
That doesn't surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
As of June 1st, our outlook was employment would be better than it was a month ago. Although employment in the month of May that ended June 1st, employment was down a little bit, and that's because it's a lagging indicator.
Right.
We're reluctant to let go. When things turn down, we're reluctant to hire when things first start to turn up. But now, I think that we'll see in the next 2 months a surprise on the better side with regard to employment, and then that has its own implications about the outlook for the economy.
Absolutely. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of Sam Norwood. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. Stay with us.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's TatumLLC.com. Is that right, Sam? It's still TatumLLC.com?
Yes, TatumLLC.com is our website, and there they can pick up on the news about what we do and how we do it and where we are. We're in 36 markets around the country now, providing executive services in a variety of roles, but most prominently in this chief financial officer role, either on
right.
a temporary, a part-time, or a full-time and permanent basis.
So, folks, check it out, and it's a great business model. They are doing great things for their clients and their partners they work with. That's TatumLLC.com. Sam, I like this. I like the arrows on capital availability and pricing.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jim, that we're coming up now on we're about a month or two from a year's anniversary of when things fell apart in capital markets. And if you recall back to July and August of last year, we had a near collapse due to the sudden recognition that risk is real risk, and the chickens were coming home to roost.
You mean that some people discovered that the laws of economics had not been suspended?
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like gravity. they suddenly realize that when you lend to people who are not qualified to pay back the loan, that sometimes they default, and that is that, and so that really blew up last year, about 10 months ago, and it created a huge
Shock
bump, let's say, in the economy, and so now things are kind of getting squared away on that, and we're back now into a more or less an equilibrium. Interest rates remain low. We're looking at inflation as being a prospect, but we're also seeing that our ability to keep prices down is pretty good, too, because our productivity is up.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the net result is that interest rates are low, money is more available, and we see that financing, which is sort of the fuel of growth, is more available and expected to be even more available.
I've talked to a number of bankers in the last 4 months, 5 months, mm-hmm. and from all across the country as I travel around, and small business owners across the country. I haven't had one banker tell me that he is or she is holding back on, you know, on credit to small business owners. I haven't had one small business owner to tell me they couldn't get a loan. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some out there, but I haven't met one that who has. Now, if you got a brand new business, a brand new idea, your credit is shaky, your capital is shaky, you may have a greater degree of difficulty today than you would have, say, 2 years ago. But if you've got a going business concern and you've got some performance to demonstrate, you can get a loan if you need it. And at a price that you can afford.
Yes, that's exactly the case. Now, really bad credit risks are having a really tough time. But we found, for example, in our survey, we know our survey respondents in terms of what kind of business that they're working with. Are they working with a business that is pre-revenue? That would be a startup. They're working with a small business, a medium-sized or large business. And the pre-revenue businesses in this past month's survey had the strongest positive responses of any of those categories of size of business. Pre-revenue, which means that the money is there for even pre-revenue businesses that have good characteristics. That's you can't just take just anything, but our pre-revenue clients are finding that they're able to get the money, and the prospects and their overall situation is top of the line right now in terms of our categories of size of business.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, you know, one of the things that's happening, Sam, that the talking heads are completely missing when they look at the economy, they're completely missing the impact of small business on the economy. They're not even talking about over half of the U.S. economy. They're acting like it doesn't even exist. They look around, they see big businesses doing this and that, and they say, you know, wow, this doesn't compute. I wonder why the economy is doing so much better. And they're completely missing small business.
Well, the small business is where the action is for us and for so much of the economy, and we think that the situation is improving, and we really like that. But we'd be reporting to you how it is, even
well,
if it weren't.
Small business is leading this economy out of whatever we've been in. They're leading it out. And and Sam, thank you for your report today. Good job as always.
Great. Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be
Sam
with
you. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.